My opportunities for learning the character and condition of the people of this land have been very great. I have travelled almost from the Hill of Hope to the Giant's Causeway, and from the Giant's Causeway to Cape Clear. During these travels, I've met with much in the charade and condition of the people to approve, and much to condemn much to thrill me with pleasure, and very much that has filled me with pain. I can truly say I have spent some of the happiest moments of my life since landing in this country. I seem to have undergone a transformation. I live a new life. The warm and generous cooperation extended to me by the friends of my despised race, the prompt and liberal manner with which the press has rendered me its aid, the glorious enthusiasm with which thousands have flocked to hear the cruel wrongs of my downtrodden and long-enslaved fellow countrymen portrayed, the deep sympathy for the slave and the strong abhorrence of the slaveholder, everywhere evinced, the cordiality with which members and ministers of various religious bodies and of various shades of religious opinion have embraced me and lent me their aid, the kind of hospitality constantly preferred to me by persons of the highest rank in society, the spirit of freedom that seems to animate all with whom I come in contact, and the entire absence of everything that looked like prejudice against me on account of the colour of my skin contrasted so strongly with my long and bitter experience in the United States that I look with wonder and amazement on the transition. In the southern parts of the United States, I was a slave, thought of and spoken of as property. In the language of the law, held, taken, reputed, and adjudged to be a chattel in the hands of my owners and possessors, and their executors, administrators, and assigns, to all intents, constructions, and purposes whatsoever. In the northern states, a fugitive slave, liable to be hunted at any moment, like a felon, and to be hurled into the terrible jaws of slavery, doomed by an inveterate prejudice against colour to insult and outrage on every hand, denied the privileges and courtesies common to others in the use of the most humble means of conveyance. Shut out from the cabins and steamboats, refused admission to respectable hotels, caricatured, scorned, scoffed, mocked, and maltreated with impunity by anyone, no matter how black his heart, so he has a white skin. But now behold a change. 11 days and a half gone, and I've crossed 3,000 miles of the perilous deep. Instead of a democratic government, I am under a monarchical government. Instead of the bright blue sky of America, I am covered with the soft grey fog of the Emerald Isle. I breed and load a chattel becomes a man. I gaze around in vain for one who will question my equal humanity, claim me as a slave, or offer me an insult. I employ a cab. I am seated beside white people. I reach the hotel. I enter the same door. I am shown into the same parlor. I dine at the same table, and no one is offended. No delicate nose grows deformed in my presence. I find no difficulty here in obtaining admission into any place of worship, instruction, or amusement, on equal terms of people as white as any I ever saw in the United States. Thank heaven for the respite I now enjoy.